Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
Hello again. Welcome to Worldview Matters. We appreciate you guys so very much, especially your prayers and encouragement. And God bless you. I mean, the Lord's driving this thing, but you guys are very kind to be praying for us. And thank you for that. Very good show today I've got planned with Jen Niza. I haven't talked to her since last year, and I'm looking forward to this conversation, catching up. And there are some things that I don't think in all the interviews we've had with her or Doreen Virtue, I don't think there's some things we haven't touched on. So we'll see what we can get to today, what's in your bookstore to be careful of, and all that and more. But let's bring her in right now. Jen Niza, xpsychicsaved.com is the website, xpsychicsaved.com. Good to see you, sister.
Hi, it's so good to be with you, David. God bless you.
Yeah, God bless you. Now, before we jump in, since you were on last, praise God, we've got newer listeners and viewers. So let's go to your books, your first book that came out, which was From Psychic to Saved, correct?
Yes.
And then, of course, the one we've talked about before, Out of the New Age and Into the Truth. You guys might need to be checking these out, because this has not gone away. It's permeating our culture from Hollywood to libraries to books and movies and everything else. But before we jump into some of these issues that you want to warn Christian parents about, Jen, last time we had you on, we were both almost in tears at the end of our conversation. Why? People are going, really? Because the day after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, we decided to come into the studio and to continue with our schedule and record a bunch of podcasts. And Jen was one of those guests that next day that we recorded with. And Jeff, if you want to bring that up, people can search that out. I really liked that conversation, and it was powerful. Go to worldviewmatters.tv and just type in Jen Niza, N-I-Z-Z-A, and that one will come up. But the title of that one was The Worldview and Spirit Behind Today's Hate. So Jen Niza, what in your observation has changed, if anything, or what have you seen since September 10, 2025? When Charlie Kirk was assassinated?
Well, it's interesting. And I'm definitely interested to hear your opinion on this too, David, because at first it almost seemed like we saw this rise in the desire. And I think we did. It didn't seem like it for salvation. People were coming to Christ. I would say revival to an extent even, right? Revival. And yet now, I mean, I'm just being totally honest with you, I'm seeing some division. Things were getting, you know, very political, and that does tend to happen. And especially with the organization, of course, that Charlie started, but we started to see a lot of division, which I don't think Charlie would have been too thrilled about, if I'm being totally honest. So that's what I'm seeing, especially as a social media, having a social media platform and being a content creator, seeing a lot of that on Instagram and just seeing what's happened when you speak the truth, because there was a time, and this may upset some people, but I'm going to say it.
Go.
I actually stayed in my wheelhouse, David, which of course you know is exposing the New Age and the occult. And when Candace Owens had a dream, and she believed that she was really talking to Charlie Kirk, and she did believe that, and she's clear about that. That's when I made a video about that, just about necromancy and about, you know, demons masquerading and such. And it caused such a, oh gosh, I'm going to be like an old woman now, a brouhaha. It caused such a, who says that? Nobody says that. But it was just crazy to see. And I think it almost brings you to a little bit of idolatry, a little idol worship, looking at these people, monitoring also Erica Kirk's feelings and the way she's acting and all of these things getting thrown out there. And I would pray that we would go back to seeing more people just with a desire to see God and know God, you know,
Yes.
from and through these trials in life and these tragedies.
Yes. Yeah. So when you say division, you mean division, obviously, on the right or division in the conservative movement or in the church, right?
Yes, exactly.
And that's
and
sad.
And then, of course, we did see. Oh, I'm sorry.
And yeah, and there are many, many reasons for that. But you're right. I think it would dishonor Charlie to be divided with people that we are supposed to be united with. Now, not united on every theological or every doctrine of Scripture, but at least the essentials of the faith. Jesus is Lord. No one comes to the Father except through Him. The biblical worldview, how we see the world through the lens of Scripture, there are some things we can unite around, but then people get off into the weeds, and we've seen all kinds of that. So I see, and then I'll throw it over to you again, the double-edged sword, I think. We saw good and we saw bad.
Mm-hmm.
Bible sales, searches for God or truth off the charts, young people going to church, older people going back to church after the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and Turning Point USA growing like crazy, chapters all over the place. But then we also saw, and this was eye-opening to me, not surprising, but eye-opening to see the reaction of too many on the left who were openly celebrating his death.
Oof.
So our country and our culture reached a very different place last year. And part of that is because of the angst stirred up on social media and the division that is that the left really tries to, you know, push, divide, and get people pitted against each other. They're really good at that. It's evil, but they're really good at that. And then when it gets into the church, we have a problem. But it all comes back, in my opinion, to a lack of understanding of the Bible, the biblical illiteracy in the church. And so people get divided over those issues they shouldn't be divided on, like immigration or borders or different things like that we should not be divided on. But so what do you think? Before we move on, Jen, go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, I concur. And what I was going to say is we also saw some activity with the witchcraft. We saw we probably spoke about that on that show. Forgive me, my memory isn't that good. But the witches coming out saying that they were casting spells on Charlie Kirk. And then you have people kind of saying, well, oh, my goodness, can witches cast these spells and cause my demise, my physical demise, of course, not your soul, but can they do that? And they were trying to get some sort of credibility and, you know, for his passing credit, you know, giving themselves like credibility, like, yeah, we did this in a sense, you know what I mean? So that prompts fear in the body and it was like, wait a minute, you know, don't forget that God has control over everything.
Amen.
God has control over everything. So Charlie went home when it was Charlie's time to go home.
Yeah.
God is the only one with the say-so about everything. So we do not need to live in fear. We need to be aware of the spiritual battle, and we have biblical weapons for the spiritual battle. But that was just really sad for me. It's always sad for me to see the witches come out and just be so bold and you know, make these claims. It's just,
well, so talk about that just a little bit more, please, because I think we did touch on that. I don't remember how much we got into it in part of that podcast, because there was a lot to discuss in light of what just happened in public at a university where free speech used to be valued and defended. But so witches, they can cast spells all day long. The devil is real. And there is some sort of power there, because people can be influenced by Satan. But what power do witches have when they cast spells? Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so when a witch is casting a spell, they are invoking demons. That's what they are doing. And demons do have power to do things, to afflict, of course, all people, afflict all people. They cannot possess a Christian. A Christian cannot be possessed by a demon. We certainly can be oppressed by demons. And they have the power to do this. And you know, these demons, you know, respond to these witches and will start some trouble and afflict people. But they are on a leash. They are on a leash. That's the best way to put it. You know, God has control and authority over these demons. They have to ask permission. And when you go into the Bible, you'll see that. Go to the book of Job, right? Go to when the Jesus is casting the demons out of the man, and they ask permission from Jesus to go into the swine. Demons are not on the same level as God or as our Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody is.
That's right.
Jesus has authority over all creation, and demons are created beings. So we should not be afraid at all of that, but it should be more reason why you would want to come to Christ, put your faith and trust, believe in your heart, and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, that he died for your
Amen.
Sin, and that he was buried and raised the third day. Truly come to him, and truly, because then you have the true protection. That's the true protection.
Yeah.
We
Yeah.
cannot be destroyed. A demon cannot destroy us. God decides, you know, when we go, but we have that ultimate protection because they bow down to Jesus Christ only. And like I said, we can't be possessed. So please come to Christ.
Yep. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. The name of Jesus is the name above every name. And at that name, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We can also, by our own choices, be influenced or allow and open up a door, allow influences that are not godly, because there is the Holy Spirit and there are unholy spirits. The spiritual realm is very real. This is a good podcast to talk more about that with Jen Niza. Something you wanted to share as a concern, Jen, that there are hidden New Age items in stores, everyday stores. And one of the things you were concerned about is books that were marketed to children. You've been trying to put out the warning on this for a while. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, I really have. And I think a big, one of the big drives I have is that I was oppressed as a child. And looking back, I can see now just even the things I was watching, the books that I was reading. And so I have this eye now, it's like, you know, laser focus when I go into these places. And they have these, you know, a friend sent me a yoga book for children. There are Taylor Swift books for children. Wicked the movie, which you know how I feel about that, David. And
I've made, share.
Well, Wicked the movie. And I did a whole video about this on my YouTube channel. It just, oh my goodness gracious. Number one, it promotes good witchcraft. So there's a good witch, there's a bad witch. It's based off of the Wizard of Oz. And people say, well, Jen, what do you think about the Wizard of Oz? The same exact thing. There is no such thing as good witchcraft. And you,
yes.
What you think is fantasy, and you're just watching this movie, you know, maybe to escape, it's a movie, it's just fantasy. No, it's the enemy planting seeds in your mind of such a horrible doctrine of demons, which is witchcraft, that you have the power to control reality, your circumstances, by saying spells. And as long as you have good intentions, then it's okay to do that. And that is just not true. Witchcraft is demonic. We do not have the power over anything. Now, by stepping into witchcraft, which God condemns, and divination, of course, we are then bringing that, we have opened the door, and then you're inviting those demons into your life, which will only lead you to destruction, short term and long term, if you don't repent and come to Lord Jesus.
Yeah. A lot more to talk about with Jen Niza, author and former psychic medium. By the way, didn't give her YouTube channel. It's XEX Psychic Saved on YouTube. There she is, X Psychic Saved on YouTube. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters. Register now for the Worldview Matters Conference, May 1st and 2nd in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Expert speakers include Alex Newman, Brianna Clausen, Olivier Melnick, Tim Chafee, Mark and Amber Archer, Laura Perry Smaltz, Jake Jacobs, Jay Siegert, Gary Kaw, Scott Shera, and Elijah Abraham. Delta Hotel, Green Bay, May 1st and 2nd. Go to worldviewmattersconference.com. That's worldviewmattersconference.com. Yes, friends, and seating is limited. It's a little hint there for you. And tickets are, its sales are going well. But let me just share the last image of Elijah Abraham. Why wasn't his picture there? Why just his website logo? That's for security purposes. He's had death threats as a former Muslim, and he teaches pastors, and he's an evangelist. He's very bold in his teaching, so we cannot have his picture. At the conference, we're going to videotape every session and put them online, but we're not going to videotape his, just the audio. And anyone with a camera there, we won't be able to allow pictures of Elijah Abraham, just so you know why his picture is missing and all the others that are there. So, Jen Niza, one thing I haven't heard a lot about is dream catchers. Yeah. What the heck? I mean, it sounds like spiritual, like it sounds like an Indian thing. Tell me what your concern is and why Christians should be a little sensitive to this.
Yeah, it is. It is of that culture, actually. And I would like to stress that I do not have any issue with people, and I do not attack people. So the people of that culture, right? Because sometimes people get, you know, offended easily. What I'm doing is addressing the practice of using a dream catcher. So a dream catcher, the idea is that, you know, you put it over your bed, hang it up. Now, it's marketed as decor, which is one of my big problems, and I talk about that in that video, because it's not decor. It actually has spiritual roots, and the idea is that it will trap demons, or what they might call negative spirits or bad spirits, nightmares, etc. And this would be really looking at it as a tool of protection against evil. And of course, it is not. As we were just talking about, Jesus Christ alone is the one who has the authority over demons, not a crocheted-looking spiderweb net with feathers and beads. That's just not going to do it. So you're getting the wrong idea. When you have the wrong ideas, right, you're just staying in the demonic oppression. You're staying there. You're staying in the unbelief and the ignorance to the truth, of course. And then where are you then? You're just inviting more demons in. You're not getting rid of any by doing that. So Christians should not have dream catchers. It is not decoration, though it is sold as decoration in our local stores, David. Yep. Home Goods, you know, all sorts of. Somebody told me they were selling them in Hobby Lobby.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
Okay.
We have to be very discerning.
Yeah, it's interesting you say discerning. I mean, that's the word of the year, in my opinion, at least one of the words of the year for the Christian church in America, discernment. So just like dream catchers are not just decorations, you talk about other hidden New Age and occult items that are in stores. I mean, I think you did two different videos, part one and part two, on some of these. So can you condense some of those bullet points for us here?
Yeah, of course. Well, the first one was about chakra candles. Okay, so
what is that?
Okay. So, well, first of all, a chakra is part of a doctrine of demons, meaning it's not taught by God, the Holy Spirit. It is taught by the devil. It is the idea in Sanskrit, chakra means wheel. So the idea is that there are 144 chakras and that it's an energy center, a wheel of energy that when it moves clockwise, then you would have optimal health, whether that would be emotional, physical, and psychic and spiritual health. So like the third eye, people probably have heard of the third eye, etc. So of course, there is no such thing as a chakra. There are not little energy wheels that need to be balanced like I used to do when I was a psychic medium. I used to do chakra balancing with a pendulum. So they correlate with colors, David, certain colors, and just all of the psychic information. It's so bad. So I'm in CVS one day, just innocently in CVS, doing your regular CVS thing. I don't remember what it was that day, right? And I see these candles. And what drew me to the candle was the colors. They were so pretty. And they were kind of like, you know, on a low shelf. And I had to get closer because, hello, I'm old and I couldn't see. So I have to get closer to see what this is. And I'm looking and it has these words on it, whatever chakra, confidence, peace, like offering you these things. If you light this candle, it will provide those things for you. Okay. Yeah, there it is. New Age and CVS. These candles. And Think about how Satan masquerades as an angel of light, right? Think about a candle. A candle offers you light, it offers you warmth. These are pretty colors. What teenager, okay, do we know, okay, that isn't battling some sort of issue in their life, some strife? Maybe they don't like themselves. Maybe they're being bullied. Maybe they're battling confidence and whatever these candles are offering them. Oh, here's a solution. Here's a solution. So I always say, the new age is always going to the problem for the solution. Yeah.
Also interesting, it's a counterfeit. Jesus is the light of the world. And by the way, early on, I think there was a tradition that people put before electricity, they put candles on their Christmas trees. I think I can't imagine that. Candles on a tree. But anyway, there is that kind of tradition. But just the fact of a candle with showing the light, you think about the light of Christ, and we are to be the light of the world. So they're trying to kind of counterfeit that. But a couple of things, I think I got this on your video in the description. They're marketed, these chakra candles, as boosting confidence, opening your heart, promoting emotional healing, increasing intuition. Candles? How do they do that?
Yeah, they can't.
They can't, but they're selling the
It's just
idea.
right. That's it,
Wow.
David. That's what it is. It's the concept, right? Because,
Yeah.
of course, these created things have no ability. And besides that, like you said, it's a counterfeit. We need to go to God for those things, right? We go to Jesus to have peace. We go to Jesus to have joy and for our true identity in Christ as his children, so that we're not running around thinking that, we need to build this sort of confidence. But, here's the thing, right? If it looks pretty, if it looks innocent, that's a great deceptive trick of the evil one just to get you into the practice, right? The promise of it just to get you into the practice, and it's idolatrous and it's going away from Jesus. So the enemy is keeping that person away from the truth, away from true protection, the true identity, and the true peace, and getting them to step into the sin of divination and, and all of the doctrines of demons.
And we're just talking about candles and dream catchers. Go back to, I don't know if anything was a greater move for Satan and the advancement of witchcraft than the Harry Potter brand, the Harry Potter movies and that series, and then the vampires and zombies, Twilight, and everything else. There's this attraction to the spiritual, and really zombies. Think about that. That's like, okay, you can't kill them, so they're dead, but you can't, you know what I mean? It's just this supernatural. But so there's this attraction. But before we run out of time, Jen Niza, I wanted to ask you about a video you did on crystals and sage, and you had in the title "False Protection." So is it my understanding that crystals or sage are things that can like shoo away bad spirits or protect a person, and that's New Age, right? Tell us about that.
That's exactly what the New Age will teach you. As a matter of fact, burning white sage is called smudging, and it's something that I used to do before readings, before I was even going to do my own meditations and automatic writings. The idea is that when you burn that sage, that it is driving away evil spirits or negative energy, we would have called it, okay? Negative energy. We never would have called anything a demon, but negative energy. And the idea is the same with crystals, that you could actually protect yourself with crystals or shoo off demons with these crystals, right? That there would be a crystal to protect you. So I would have these crystals. A lot of people wear the crystals. Witches will wear them. People will put them on the chakras that correlate with the chakras. All the new age concepts overlap, by the way. They all overlap. But of course, this is not true. Crystals are pretty rocks created by God. And there's nothing wrong with having a crystal as decor, as we give glory to God for it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is a beautiful rock. Thank you for making it. Fantastic. And that's it, right? It's when you step into divination with these created things. I mean, sage is a plant, an herb. Right? So, it has no control, authority, or power over anything, over anything.
So Talk to us a little bit more about crystals. I know we're down to just a few minutes left with you, but I've heard Christians talk about these things and have them on their mantle or whatever. And it's concerning when you talk about Christians. Is there an innocent way you can display these or use these, or is it all something to avoid?
No, you don't have to. You, as a Christian, you do not have to avoid them. I would actually say if you were in the New Age, of course, pray before if someone, because somebody might give you a gift or whatever, that could be a stumbling block for you. That could be a temptation for you. So I would just say, if you have a past like I do, I would not just go start buying crystals and put them around. But if you don't have that past, absolutely have them. I mean, look at wedding rings, right? With diamonds, and women wear jewelry, and, you know, because gemstones and crystals are created by God and they're beautiful. Don't have anything, of course, that's idolatrous. So you're not going to get a crystal figurine of a Buddha or something, you know, you're not going to do that. But if you just simply think they're pretty and you have one around, that's fine. There's no problem there. Totally fine.
Okay, good. I'm glad we clarified that. but they're not something that people can put crystals in with the idea that the crystals will help bring peace to our home. That's not right. That's a little different.
Right. That's the idea. Like you said before, once you get into the concept, the false concept, those lies, the New Age lies, that's where you have the problem with the thought, the practice, rather.
Got it. Okay, friends. And we just touched on some of these topics. Jen's got in-depth videos on her YouTube channel, X Psychic Saved, if you go to her YouTube, on any of these. And Jen, I bet you've talked about yoga quite a bit through the years. That's another kind of a hot button issue in the church, but it shouldn't be. But anyway, we need to get educated on that. Remember, friends, the Bible comes first, Jesus and God's word. That's our final authority. So closing thoughts in about 30 seconds, sister.
Yeah, to test the spirit. So any practice, ideology, concept, you really need to take it to the word of God and test it and do your due diligence. Look into these things. I mean, I know that it's not as available as it should be. And I pray that the church would talk more and more about yoga, and certainly not offer it, have it. And that can be extremely confusing to the Christian. So do your due diligence, because remember, there are people too that may just not know. They may not know. So go into what the spiritual roots are of things and learn from us ex-New Agers.
Thank you, Jen. XPsychicSaved.com. Check out our website and get more information there. Jen, thanks for your time. Great to catch up with you, sister. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you, friends, for sharing the podcast and for your prayers. God bless you. And as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter. See you next time.